And I ask the congregation to rise as you're able as we share the prayers of the church. And we're just going to get a couple things situated here as well. Thank you, everybody, for helping. We pray. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Bev, Nicole, Mike, Jimmy, John, Aaron and her family, Don, Denise, Susan, Jerry, Kathy, John, Nora, Rob, Courtney, Carla, Crystal, Delbert, Janine, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Austin, Dick and Valerie, Karen, Brian, Betty, Maggie, Audrey, Elaine, Greg, Barry, Tina, Debbie, Anton, Claudia, and Dawn. For these people and their concerns, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. You may be seated, and to prepare our hearts and our minds for the reception of God's gift of His Son's body and blood, we're going to invite the choir forward to sing a special song.